for over 1,000 years, 365,000 days, 525,600,000 minutes, this building's been here and we've worshiped within it. Imagine what these walls have seen and these bricks have heard. Every song, every prayer, cry and yearn, generation after generation of brothers and sisters who have gone before us. A multitude of broken worshippers and beloved sinners dedicating themselves to the King Jesus. 1,000 years of endless pursuit. 1,000 years on, and still the world cannot refute the good news of our Savior. No matter how hard they try, it's a truth that will never waver because He is greater than we could ever conceive. Our ancestors believed and believed and believed that He truly is worthy of it all. So they gave their all, week in and week out, making sure their fire never burnt out. And so here we are now, the next age of prodigal sons, attempting to live a life sold out for the One. But in a time of mega churches and professional worship, it's easy to forget who it is we're living for, to lose sight of the Almighty Creator we are singing to, and turn up simply so we can just feel something good. We leave content with the joy rising within us, walking out the door, smiling for myself, but forgetting about Jesus. But what if we stop for a second and realize what it is we're actually singing? Because then we'd never be able to leave unchanged, never forgetting to give glory to His name. Do we know what it really means to praise God for being forever faithful and the restorer of our souls? Because they're more than just pretty lyrics and worship song goals, they're hammering truths. Words that when we sing should shake us to our core, bring us to our knees and dance with joy. Do you know who it is you are worshiping?